In speeches, women trade union representatives in Thailand marking International Women's Day activities called for greater job security as the global economic downturn makes deep cuts into employment in export-oriented industries. The rallies, led by workers from the textile and electronics industries, called on the government to provide more welfare to the unemployed workers and support industries hit by the downturn. Speakers called for promotion of a welfare state, free education, tax reform, and a reduction in excessive spending in areas such as the military, and the promotion of labour politics. Ms. Sai Fong is a university student who supported the trade union calls for better pay and job security.
For the working class women, they are still getting not enough salary or what they should get. So, and this is what it's right for them to do today. As you can say for this demonstration, I think they should focus more, truly focus on the working class, the labor unions really need.
Thailand's textile and electronics industries, driving forces of its industrial export strategy over recent decades, are dominated by women workers. In many factories, as many as three-quarters of the employees are women. But the recession and slide in export demand has left women factory workers bearing the brunt of cutbacks. Miss Won Sanaporn is a textile factory worker. Since late last year, many factory owners have cut working hours and pay by 25%. Won Sanaporn says the government should provide financial support to the factory, which is facing problems in gaining credit to meet export orders. International Labour Organization, ILO, figures say almost 80% of Thailand's female workforce fall into the informal sector category, many in areas outside Thailand's labour protection laws. Thai economists are warning Thailand's unemployment levels could reach 1.3 million people this year, more than double the 530,000 people who lost their jobs last year when the unemployment rate stood at 1.4%. Khun Gan, another textile worker, said the government needed to provide concrete policies to support the unemployed. She says job security must be enhanced. The policy must guarantee the people will have jobs and not just empty promises from the government. The growing ranks of the unemployed provide a further challenge to the Thai government of Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiwa, which came to power in December of last year. The government in January disbursed 10 billion baht, some $303 million, to ease the plight of the unemployed. Sulak Lamunbon is a representative from the Student Federation of Thailand, who says the government will need to move quickly to assist the unemployed.
The economic crisis has been affecting the laborers, has been affecting the students, has been affecting the office, the white collar, the blue collar. So, the people is not going to be patient. Considering the situation right now is getting acute and more acute. So it's really hard work for them.
Prime Minister Apisit, in accepting a list of demands from the women trade unionists, said the government was examining policies supportive of women in the workplace, as well as reforms to Thailand's social security system. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.